This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli simultaneously lays foundation stone of 64 road projects in Madhes province, warns of terminating contract agreement if Sunkosi Marine Diversion Multipurpose Project construction delays. Protest programs restricted in some areas in Kathmandu Valley. Monsoon that entered Nepal 15 days earlier to remain inactive for next 7 days. And dozens of people killed and scores injured in shooting near 8 Point in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli simultaneously laid the foundation stone for 64 large-scale road construction projects based in Madhes province. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone virtually during a special ceremony organized in Janakpur Dham by the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure Development of Madhes province yesterday. As stated by the Infrastructure Development Ministry, a total of 320 kilometers of black-topped roads will be constructed in 64 provincial constituencies across 8 districts of Madhes province. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that a contract agreement with the contractor will be terminated if the Sunkosi Marine Diversion Multipurpose Project was delayed. Once completed, the project is likely to provide irrigation facility to 122,000 hectares of land in Rautahat, Thanusa, Mahottari, Sarlahi and Bara districts of Madhes province. In addition, the project will generate 31.07 megawatts of power. The District Administration Office, Kathmandu, issued an order yesterday preventing the folks from staging sit-ins protest and demonstrations in other areas except for certain sites. Issuing a notice, the Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Rishi Ram Tiwari, said that demonstrations, sit-ins, encirclement rallies and protest programs have been restricted in other areas except the Sifal Chaur, Balkhu area and Balkumari areas in the valley. The administration's notice comes by considering the law and order of the valley and public service delivery to the people. The order will be in place for 2 months effective from today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology through its Meteorological Forecasting Division has stated that the monsoon which entered Nepal 15 days earlier than the average date will now remain inactive for the next 7 days. According to the division, the monsoon that entered from the eastern Nepal on Thursday night has spread over most of the Kosi province and there is a possibility of reduced rainfall and increased heat as it is likely to remain inactive for about a week. Meteorologist Hari Prasad Dahal at the division stated that with the monsoon spreading in the Kosi province from today is becoming dormant for a few days with less predicted rainfall. The heavy rainfall that occurred in the eastern region of the country on the day the monsoon arrived has also triggered flooding and landslides causing damage to the infrastructures. Public life has been affected since this morning after transport entrepreneurs went on strike in public transport. Public transport entrepreneurs have announced that they will not operate vehicles in protest against the Gandaki province government issuing regulations to legalize ride sharing. Senior Vice President of the National Federation of Nepal Transport Entrepreneurs, Saroj Sitola, said that they were forced to go on strike because the Gandaki province government has recognized private vehicles as public transport. Meanwhile, the Gandaki province government has once again called on agitating transport entrepreneurs to engage in dialogue to find a solution to their ongoing protest. Speaking at a press conference held yesterday, the Ministry of Infrastructure Development and Transport again called the transport entrepreneurs for talks. The ministry announced for the formation of a 5-member negotiation team headed by the ministry secretary to initiate talks with the protesting parties. The police released some people including chairperson of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party RPP Nepal Kamal Thapa who was arrested during the protest held in Narayan Chowk, Kathmandu yesterday. According to the information shared by the spokesperson of the Kathmandu Police Range, Superintendent of Police Appeal Raj Bohra, they were arrested after trying to break the restricted area. Among those arrested yesterday were Thapa and House of Representatives MP Deepak Singh. The RPP, RPP Nepal and others have been demonstrating in Kathmandu for the past few days in favour of monarchy. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Khaile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज In the wake of the arrival of monsoon in the country, all local levels have been written on augmenting disaster preparedness. The Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration wrote to the local levels, reminding the need for effective implementation of the Monsoon Preparedness and Response National Action Plan 2082 issued by the Home Ministry. According to the section officer at the Ministry, Santosh Kumar Khatri, all metropolises, sub-metropolises, municipalities and rural municipalities have been sent the circular. The local governments are also sent copies of the plan. The action plan mandates the local levels to reduce the risk of monsoon-related disasters. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podel has informed that the government is at work to expand the capacity of all public health laboratories to ensure everyone's access to improved lab facilities. Addressing a health camp organized by Nepal Press Union on the occasion of its 34th anniversary yesterday, the health minister said the government was working actively to end the trend of sending samples abroad for lab test. Stating that many samples that had to be sent abroad for lab test earlier are now available within the country and the treatment system will be further managed, Minister Podel added that procurement of health equipment would also be made transparent. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 31 people were killed and 175 wounded on their way to receive food in the Gaza Strip. According to the health officials of a Red Cross field hospital, Israeli forces fired on crowds around 1,000 meters from an aid site run by an Israeli-backed organization. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, issued a statement calling the reports false and referring to them as serious allegations against the IDF regarding fire towards Gazan residents in the area of humanitarian aid distribution site in Gaza. UN agencies and major aid groups have refused to work with the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, saying that it violates humanitarian principles because it allows Israel to control who receives aid and forces people to relocate to distribution sites, causing additional mass displacement in the enclave. Experts have warned that the territory is at risk of famine if more aid is not brought in. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of Kosi and Gandaki province and at one or two places of rest of the parts of country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli simultaneously lays foundation stone of 64 road projects in Madhes province. warns of terminating contract agreement if Sunkosi Marine Diversion Multipurpose Project construction delays. Protest programs restricted in some areas in Kathmandu Valley. Monsoon that entered Nepal 15 days earlier to remain inactive for next 7 days. And dozens of people killed and scores injured in shooting near 8 point in Gaza. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.